know from out here? Who you know from out here, nigga? Who you know? Nigga, who you know? Hey, who you know? Who you know? Who you know from out here? Your name ain't ringing no bells, boy. Hey, hey.
What's up, homies? It's the Midnight Horror Show. We're here live Wednesday night, like we are every Wednesday night from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. You can check that out over at tmhsradio.com. Join the chat over there. Join the Facebook group. And check us out on the TuneIn app. Station is TMHS Radio, all one word. And you need to tune in live. You can always listen to the replay, but the live is where it's at because we got a lot of listener participation type activities. And I think that's exactly how I tried to word it last week, so maybe I should try to switch that up. I have no other way to say that. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
I'm mesmerized. Jacob Kane has just posted a photo of him wearing a purple Santa hat and drinking from a mug that looks like a well.
Wait, who did this? Jacob?
Yeah,
I gotta go see this.
Fucking amazing.
Where's this at? Over the Facebook group?
Yes, it is indeed. It is indeed.
Check this out.
It's the angle it is at, but the mug looks like it is like a giant well, and he is drinking from the well of fallen comrades. It's fucking huge. It's the best photo ever.
He is the scariest Santa Claus. He would whoop someone's ass. He would whoop someone's ass. Yes, Myron. Here goes Myron with the rap again. He's going after the rap, and so is Alicia Newman with the every week. Guys, that's what we are. That's what we are, the ghetto of the horror podcasting community.
Yeah, for our fairly new listeners that may not know, the Midnight Horror Show is a grand tradition of being from the ghetto. And every time we try and move out of the ghetto, we get slapped back into the ghetto.
You just can't pull yourself out of the ghetto. That's just how it works. Get down, homies. Just get down with it. Embrace it. Embrace it.
If Mark had been here without his computer crash, he would have went, in the ghetto.
Yeah.
His computer's
on the fritz right now. But you know what, guys? Listen here. So we have to start with the horror because way back in the day when we used to, you know, play the music that appeals to the majority of the listeners, you know, we want to bring you something new. We want you to try something new. When we used to try to do those types of intros, it never worked out. And Dr. Dark was in charge. He still is in charge, but of course he was starting it off. And look here, hold on, I've got a sample right here of what it used to sound like when we started and why we can't do it that way anymore.
Uh-oh. 5, 6, get your crucifix. 7, 8, don't stay up late. 9, 10, never sleep again. Wow.
I don't know if I've ever heard that.
There you go. I don't know what episode that was, but it's terrifying, and that's why we don't do things that way anymore. We do them the ghetto way.
Yeah, rap, Limp Bizkit. Rap.
Limp Bizkit can count as looks like, okay, Mark's allowed to be online again. His computer controls his life. I don't know why he lets his computer control his life, but he does. He's a slave to that thing.
What might be worthwhile doing, maybe not on this show, maybe in the new year, is maybe going back to the old stuff just to get people up to speed. So, like, you may hear us call Mark Fancy, and Fancy has a Fancy and Friends podcast, but you may not know what that means.
Oh, yeah, you know, we do need to go back over all that. When we start the new year, everybody, all the new listeners out there, we will give you a show where we're going to go back over all of those things. Mark, you can turn the fan off in the background now that you've joined us. We can all tell. It's a hurricane going on behind you. Okay, and he can't speak.
My mic was muted.
Are you the guy from last week's Duncan movie? Are you? What the fuck is all that shit, Mark? What is wrong with you, Baba Black Sheep?
Hi, Mark.
Lord. Hi, Duncan.
good afternoon, brother. How you doing?
I'm all right.
Oh, that's
what were we talking about?
We weren't really talking about anything.
Some of the new listeners may not know some of the stuff that goes on this show weekly, so it's confusing them. So it might be worthwhile in the new year going back over some things, like, for example, why we call you Fancy.
Yeah, we need to
and also why the show plays rap.
Yeah, see, we need to go back through and give us to the first of the year so we can collect all these things. We need time to go through this because there's a lot of weird stuff that's happened over here. So we'll go back through and get all that, and we'll drop it on you in the new year.
We'll drop it like it's hot.
We'll see. Monica gets down. Ghetto Fabulous. She gets it. She gets it.
I'm Ghetto Fabulous or Ghetto Chic. I don't know what the difference is, so I'm just calling myself both.
I think you would be fabulous, but more like fabulous, like the rapper, fabulous.
Oh, fabulous.
I think you would be more like fabulous.
My little Hercules. Hercules, Hercules, Hercules.
Yeah. Yeah, like that. Just like, that's exactly what I meant. Just like that.
Cool. I'm glad that we have now got that. Sorry. I wanted to go off on some prophetic statement, but then I realized that I didn't have the energy. And plus, I need to save my energy because I have an uphill struggle tonight. I've set myself a monumental task of defending a movie which is really about the same production quality as Troll 2. So, that'll be fun.
Yeah, that's going to be terrifying. That's going to be a really rough time. If you thought last week's second hour was really vicious on Duncan, I haven't seen this film, but I will just say right now, I watched the trailer for this, and it's not going to help your case to watch this trailer. So, listeners, do not go watch the trailer and have preconceived notions about Duncan's client ahead of time. Don't do it.
It's don't really... do it. Don't do it. I do like Darren Wilson has posted a meme saying it's straight out of the ghetto midnight horror show, and that is kind of what we look like, actually.
Oh, let me see. I got to see if that definitely looks like us.
Danny, I'm sure you've got that sort of tail tracksuit.
The ghetto I was looking at the ghetto SpongeBob. I'm like, yeah, we kind of do look like that. no, dude. Not only
I like
does
the ginger,
that
the one right above it.
Yeah, not only does that look like us pretty much, but I remember this goddamn movie. I think I saw it in theater and it was horrible.
Yeah,
and I don't even remember what the name of it was, but it was really, really bad. What was the name of it?
Gingerbread Crack House.
Is that Kumar in the background over there?
Yes, it is.
And is that Swartzen on the other side?
I think so, yeah.
It looks like Nick Swartzen on the other side.
The dude on the other side is the one that's in... What do you call it? What's the name of that movie? The skating one. Nice skating one with Will Ferrell.
Oh, Blades of Fury.
He's a guy that's like, I want to wear your skin, Jimmy. I want to be inside you. I want to be inside you. I want to wear your skin.
Yes.
That's an amazing movie. I love that movie.
Jerry Armstrong and Alicia Newman, you all rock. Malibu's Most Wanted. I don't know how the fuck I forgot the name of that stupid ass, but that's it. That's the movie, Malibu's Most Wanted. Great. It's a horrible, horrible film. It's a horrible, horrible film.
Do you know we're like 2 weeks out from Christmas?
It feels like it's gotten here way too quickly.
Far too quick. I don't know what the fuck's going on. It's like it's fucking 15 degrees Celsius in Scotland today. I know that means nothing to Americans, but that is warmer than what we had in like August.
It's like eight below Fahrenheit here today. It's probably closer to 12 now or something. It's fuck you cold.
You're in 12 degree weather right now? And I'm over here freezing in like 46 degree weather. I feel really bad now, Mark. I'm sorry. I didn't realize
it's cold.
Yeah, it is cold. That's way colder than, you know. I mean, it gets that cold for us too here, but we're just, you know, not normally. I mean, last year on Christmas it was 70 some degrees. We were sitting outside in shorts. It was great. It's a wonderful Christmas. Wonderful Christmas. Speaking of Christmas, that's what we've got another festive holiday-themed Spill Your Guts, and that's where we'll start, and then we'll go into some... This is the first official round of the Merry Massacre? Is that right?
What
is
it, yeah.
Okay, Mark's like, let me check the name of my own game that I created. I don't know.
I'm having trouble getting in the chat room. It appears that I'm already signed in, but...
I think I blocked you, because you were leaving a lot of really weird... racy stuff last week, so I had to block you out for that.
Was I?
Pictures of naked women. It was just not
you
good.
You can't post
naked women.
Naked women.
Naked women.
Oh,
goodness. Oh, we love you, Webula. We love you. I wish you'd come back. It'd be a Christmas miracle if you would just return. Return for the, you could return for the Muppet Christmas Carol commentary we're going to do, and like, whenever that, you know, big solo part comes up on one of those songs, like, you could just pop into the show and we'll all be like, and we'll get this like golden tears in our eyes, and it'll be like this happy reunion, and you'll sing the whole verse, and everyone will cheer for us. It'd be great. It'd probably turn out more like that episode of Always Sunny when they go back to their class reunion and they think they're doing like this epic dance and song number. And then when you see the reality, they're all like drunk and sweaty and falling all over the place. And they're like, and they're making all these horrible noises. That's probably what it would be like. Sorry, White Billy, you can't come back. Never mind. Fuck you. Can't do it. All right. Anyways, let's go in. Let's go ahead and get indoors. Spill your guts.
Always check your candy.
That was, yeah. All right. I keep forgetting. I need to get a fucking different one that's not Halloween anymore. God damn it. Damn it. Why do I keep doing that? That just sucks. All right. So let's see here. Oh, I can't pull the trickery again this week. I already did that last week. Fuck. Means I have to just go right on into it then.
When there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk the earth.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Hello. Y'all got questions?
We got questions. We got a lot of Christmas questions for you, sir. All right, the first one comes from Isaac. Hey, I don't know if Isaac has left us a question before. No, he did, right? One time before Isaac did.
Yes.
I swear we did the Outlander stuff, right, from Children of the Corn. I remember doing this.
Yes.
Okay. All right, it says a pretty generic question. That's all right. We take every type of question here. Favorite killer Santa in a horror film or TV?
I'll go with maybe a lesser obvious ones in that episode of Tales from the Crypt from season one.
I
can't remember what the episode is called, but y'all know what I'm talking about. I saw it when I was probably pretty young to be watching that kind of shit. And,
I think this was one of the ones in the original Tales from the Crypt,
too.
Right? Yeah. Like the original Tales from the Crypt movie was the first one, right? Yeah, that one is cool. You're right. That's creepy Santa Claus. All right. And he also wants to know your thoughts on Krampus. How do you feel? Warm and fuzzy?
I feel that it's like a bit of folklore that should be more like more Krampus parades, more Krampus, more. Next question.
All right, that was great. Who is creepier? This is from Jerry. Who is creepier, Krampus or Black Pete? And Black Pete is the Dutch version of Krampus.
Yeah. I didn't know what the fuck Black Pete was, so I had to Google this. And I saw was a bunch of images of Dutch people in blackface. So creepier, I'm going to go with Black Pete.
Yeah, the image I'm getting of Black Pete, that guy that's doing blackface, looks a lot like, what's his name, that lives under the lake and wants to drink Bailey's from a shoe.
Oh, fuck. Old Pete.
Old Greg.
Yeah, so sorry, Old Greg.
You said Pete again. I'm like, wait, they were both Pete? Maybe it's the same thing.
Old Greg,
yes.
I got a mangina.
Yes, that's what that Black Pete's making me think of. That's terrifying. It is. It's terrifying. All right, Mark, your next question is from Myron. Myron says the surprise horror hit of 2016, one that you didn't see coming. That's a good one.
Ooh. Mark will have loads of these. You went to that festival, so you must have seen that loads of movies that you didn't really know that much about that were really good.
Yeah, really. Mark watches a million movies and he's like, oh.
Yeah, a lot of them don't really qualify as horror movies, though. Like,
Mark, we're not here to debate which ones qualify and which ones don't. If you think it has horror elements at all, Mark. Remember, I got schooled on this about the Pan's Labyrinth.
Surprise hits? I'm kind of surprised how much money Don't Breathe made. Because that's kind of like at its core, like it's a really sharp looking kind of trashy exploitation movie. And it made a fucking shitload of money and cost almost nothing. So there will almost definitely be at least another one.
Yeah, I think they've greenlit the other one. So there will be a sequel to that movie.
There was talks of that guy Fede Alvarez that did the Evil Dead remake also doing something pretty high profile recently here. So it's doing wonders for his career. So
yeah, he's doing it's the new installment of the, if you know what the Millennium Trilogy is, that's the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo like that's series it. Of books. There's a new book that came out last year, which is done by Stieg Larsson, the author died, but there was another writer that wrote essentially the fourth installment, and that's what they're doing. And he's been greenlit to do that movie, which is a really weird choice, unless that book has a lot of violence in it, and then it's a perfect choice. But great for Freddy Alvarez. I think he's done two major movie releases, Evil Dead Remake, which I really liked, and Don't Breathe, which I really liked. So give him work.
I agree. Don't Breathe was cool. I like that movie. Yeah. It makes me terrified of Detroit. I mean, it really is.
RoboCop made me terrified of Detroit.
Oh, my God. RoboCop made me terrified of radiation and radioactive materials. That thing is the creepiest fucking dude I've ever seen in any movie in my life. Yuck. What the fuck, man? I didn't see that coming in RoboCop. What the hell was that?
Can you fly, Bobby?
I'm going to go watch RoboCop now. I haven't watched that in a long time.
Clark's Bodyguard for the win.
That shit's awesome. I'm going to have to watch it. I'm going to have to watch that shit. All right, Mark, did you answer that? The Late Late Horror Show's over here at the Facebook group. It says, love the show, guys. Thank you. Late Late Horror Show. That pairs really well with Midnight Horror Show, right? That's how they'd run it on TV. You know, you have, like, the Late Show, and then the Late 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 Show, and then you have...
We all staying up way too damn late.
Yeah, I'm never playing Webula clips anymore, because every time I do this, someone goes completely like Huckleberry
Mark
on me.
Marcus said the word y'all about 4 times.
Well, he did. He,
well, I was
he
in the
did just come,
South
I was about to say, he did just
what
come
you,
from Georgia.
Expect?
He did just come from Georgia.
The witch said, I buy that for a dollar.
Yeah, that's...
I buy that for a dollar.
Oh, and Jacob posted the old Greg soundboard, which... Is what you know? What's scarier than the old Greg soundboard is the fact that the URL link is to Newgrounds. Do you guys remember being in high school and going to Newgrounds?
Yeah.
That's
yep.
really
Jesus.
Crazy. Myron and nailed it too. The episode that you were talking about, Mark, Tales from the Crypt, and All Through the House.
That's it.
There you go. Thank you. Thank you. This is why we love the listeners being here, because we don't know these answers. So
I do know the next question, though, because I actually grabbed a screenshot of the list before you deleted them right before the show, like you tend to do.
Yeah, fuck you.
I think that's what you do.
I'm sorry,
sure.
I got confused. I got sidetracked. I was looking at Darren's picture of, like, all these fucking goth kids hanging out with Santa Claus. I don't know why. It's fucking amazing.
So the next question is also from Myron. It's one traditional food you eat at Christmas or Christmas Eve, homemade Chex Mix.
Homemade Chex Mix.
Yep.
Like, you just, like, get a box of Chex and, like, throw some pretzels in that shit? I mean, what do you mean you make?
And a lot of butter. And you bake it.
Huh. Okay.
It's way better if you make your own.
Sure. Sure, Mark. Sure.
Sure it is.
I'm just fucking with you. I'm just fucking with you. We make our own, too. Whatever. I'm just being a dick. I'm just being a total dick. I know what you're talking about. Make that shit too. That, Muddy Buddies, you fucking name it. With Chex, we'll make it. We'll make it. All right, so do you
make
have to...
make it on our own.
Wow. I couldn't even respond to that. I was shocked. Mark kind of floored me with that. This shit coming at all, dude. Nice. Nice move. You'll have to continue. Clearly, you've left the rest of us stunned.
Next question is from Alicia. Favorite holiday tradition? There's lots of them. I mean,
stocking.
What?
Nothing, man. Nothing. I didn't say anything. I said I thought that you had once told me that your favorite thing was jacking off in your stocking, but I could be wrong. Clearly, I'm wrong. Clearly.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are, sir.
Oh, your responses are so weak, dude. Your fucking force field is down and you are weakened. Good God. Continue, good sir.
Getting to watch A Christmas Story, like, in incomplete parts about 24 times during the course of Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
Oh, that is amazing.
Is always a big one.
That's a good one.
I usually go out to my parents and decorate the tree because... our asshole cat won't really let us have a real Christmas tree. So, there's a couple. I mean, we do the same old Christmas stuff everybody else does.
Well, how do you know what
next
the rest
question.
Of us do? How do you know what the rest of us do?
I don't know.
Well, you clearly made an assumption that you do what the rest of us do.
All these Christmas people.
There you go with that goddamn Southern accent again. All right, you are not in Georgia anymore. Remember the 12 degrees temperature outside. Get it together, Eskimo. You're not over here anymore. Okay? So quit talking like us. It's not allowed. You fucking Wyomingian, whatever the hell you call you people. Wymos.
Wyomingites.
What? Is that like a religion? The Wyomingites? What the fuck is that?
We're real close to the Mennonites.
It sounds like it. It's kind of creepy. We can say that because we know they're not listening. I don't think they can even have like devices that would allow them to listen.
They got radios?
Do they? Well, we're not on the radio, Mark. So we're saved there, buddy. We're not on the radio. All right, your next question, you have it. Because like you said, I deleted off the screen. So you have it screenshot. Go ahead.
Oop, I don't have this one. It's from Darren, but it got cut off there.
Are you fucking kidding me? All right, let me go search it down. God damn it.
There's so many questions.
You're so
oh, no.
All right, from so here we go. Darren said, oh, my God, this is a great one. Underrated or overrated Christmas album? A Colt 45 Christmas by Afro Man. And before you decide, I would just like to refresh your memory of the hits from this thing real quickly. Just a song here or there.
Hits!
Just want you to great hits! Just want you to hear.
That's great, yeah.
So here's a good classic one. We like to gather around and decorate the Christmas tree to this one.
1, 2, 3, 4. Lick my balls with lots of saliva. Ba la 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 la. Tis the season to suck a drunk driver. Ba la 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 la. Out of style with gangster apparel. Ba la 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 la. Stroll through the hood with a loaded double barrel. Ba la 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 la.
Right, Mark, this is it right here. All right, let's see here if I got another one for you. Let's see here. Oh, here's one that you'll like because we all know what you did at the beginning of the last episode or two episodes ago.
Sell, I want to be so sticky green. Chronic tree, so hard to sell. I want you all for me.
I have no idea what you're talking about, Danny.
Smoke this side of town.
I don't know. You were trying to smoke weed the last show, but let's see here. What's this one? Let's see what this one is. Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Bellas don't go psycho when she's on a menstrual cycle.
Oh,
you can't fuck the hoe. Let her blow. Let her blow. Let her blow.
Oh my Nancy God.
Ads are frightful, but orgasms are delightful. Oh, if you can't fuck the hoe, let her blow, let her blow, let her blow. After she.
All right, holy shit. There you go, Mark.
I'd never heard this album until just now.
Well, that was the whole point. That's why I had it, just in case.
I'm all for it, just as long as I don't have to actually drink a Colt 45 while I'm listening to it, because I think I've had enough of that shit for one lifetime. Never again. No more malt liquor.
Were you drinking this in Atlanta as well?
No.
Oh, okay. I just thought
well,
maybe.
Not that I remember.
All right.
See,
well.
See, smoke did roofie you, didn't they?
Yeah, we were worried that you guys
fucking knew it. I knew it. I saw what was on that table in that picture, and it looked like one of Smoke's suspicious packets of pills.
I think somebody roofied him because he was fucking like falling asleep in the fucking Uber rides like between places. And
because like, he's an old man. I'm trying to party with a young dude. Smoke, you're too old to party with. Mark's a young guy. Oh. This is what I keep saying to him. See, if you ever came to Scotland, like ever came to Scotland and tried to drink with me, you would die.
Yes, I would.
No, not you. He would. You're fine, Mark.
I know Mark's not paying attention. Mark got lost midway through this conversation.
Yeah, I'm not having to go at you, Mark. I'm having to go at Smoke.
Yeah, he wasn't paying
attention.
Lightweight. He thought you were going at him.
Sparks.
Monica says she was an OE gal back in the day. Oh, my God. OE. Oof. Old English.
Yeah. Dude, I've drank. I've drank that shit.
Ting, bang, whoa, whoa, bang, bang.
I'm down on my luck and buying beer with quarters and stuff. Like, I've been there. That shit's fucking. I won't drink it anymore, though.
Well, yeah. You're an adult now, Mark. You shouldn't be drinking stuff like that. Right? We're drinking that crap. All right. Do I need to go find the questions again? Because another one get cut off for you.
That's it.
Yep. That was it. That was it? Last one? Yep. Christmas movie. No, that's not the last one.
There's another one? All right, lay it on me.
Oh, no, you're right. I was wrong. That's it. Let's move on. Let's move on.
Now imagine she's white.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Get in my belly!
Winners go home and fuck the prom queen.
Oh, that's great.
Okay then, right, hit me with the questions.
All right, Mark, do you want to do the honors of asking the first five questions or four, and then I'll ask the last one that got cut off?
Yes.
Excellent.
From Isaac, favorite Killer Santa in a horror film or TV?
Hey, I will go slightly off-piste and say it's not my favorite, but I thought it was absolutely bitching. Ian McShane played a Killer Santa in American Horror Story Asylum.
Oh.
And he was fucking amazing, serial killing Santa. So yeah, he's going at the top of my list because Ian McShane. Ian McShane's a fucking boss, a motherfucking boss.
And
the second part of his question: thoughts on? It says Krunkus, and then Krampus is in parentheses. So,
what are your thoughts on Krampus? Yeah, I've never watched Krunkus. I'm assuming that's like maybe a parody or something.
It's the one that the Ying Yang Twins put out. It's called Krunkus, and they come and like, you know, grab little kids, throw them in sacks, and make them drink 40s all night long.
I'm going with that. That sounds amazing. Sounds like my sort of party. Ah. One that starts with you in a duffel bag,
fucking right, and ends in ho ho homicide.
Yo. So.
Okay, from Jerry, who's creepier, Krampus or Black Pete?
I know who Black Pete is, like, so I've kind of grown up with that as well. So I'm still going to go with Krampus. That Krampus movie,
oh, is so good.
Scary as balls, man. Honestly, that fucking freaked me out. So Krampus, yeah, Krampus. The Germans win always, except the First World War and Second World War, where they lost.
Yeah, except the big things. They get the little guys.
The small things, they're all over that shit. But when they try and take over the world, it's not happening.
It's not working out for them. Not at all.
Next question.
From Myron, surprise horror hit of 2016.
Trash Fire.
I still haven't seen it. God damn it.
Oh, so fucking good. So that's... It's directed by Ricky Bates Jr., who directed...
Excision,
yeah. Excision is a movie that I genuinely think is fucking, like, underrated masterpiece. I think it's absolutely phenomenal. And they did Suburban Gothic, which I thought was a poor man's The Frighteners.
That really sounds cool. I didn't see that one.
It should have been better. It should have been a lot funnier and a lot quirkier. And I get the feeling that it had a really cool premise, you just couldn't really execute it. To me, it would have worked great on TV, just maybe not as a movie. So expectations were low coming into Trash Fire. Trash Fire is a fucking phenomenal movie. That's how you do an indie horror movie, which is quirky, atmospheric, performances are great. It's very uncomfortable to watch. There are whole scenes with the grandmother speaking, which, you know, it made me feel really uncomfortable, and it has... And the great grand tradition of Excision, I completely what the fuck ending. That ending didn't floor me, but I felt very cold when that movie finished. And that's a testament to him. He's back doing what he's good at. I will update you, Mark. You're not going to like this. We Are the Flesh.
You liked it, didn't you?
I did. I sorry, man.
You're a fucking deviant. You should be in prison.
Oh shit!
I know why you like it.
I want to know. I genuinely want to know.
I know exactly where you're coming from. I know why you didn't like it. It's essentially, for all intents. In fact, I don't actually know why I didn't like it, because
the reasons are many.
To me, it's not that far removed from Here Comes the Devil, which I know for a fact you did like. So, It's just less demons and more. The whole movie's an allegory for like Dante's Inferno and the descent into the temptation of the devil. It reminded me of a kind of more overtly sexual Antichrist or something like that. It's very art house, which means straight away I knew there was a very good chance I was going to like it the more I'd read up about it. And then I watched it and I thought it was shot fantastically. I thought it was acted brilliantly. Yes, there is basically porn in it. And there's gratuitous shots of male and female genitalia. But I thought the acting was on point. I thought the story was really, really, really creepy. And by the time they moved past the incest in it, the cannibalism, I was on board. So yeah, as a debut film, that director's going to go places. I thought it was, I didn't think it was a masterpiece. I didn't think it was an amazing movie, but I really liked it. But to score it at 5, I give it a 4. So I thought it was a really, really interesting movie. And unlike anything I've seen, I'm comparing it to things, but I don't think it is, you know, it's got similar themes to Here Comes the Devil, but isn't like Here Comes the Devil, and it touches on certain things like Antichrist, but isn't like Antichrist. So yeah. I enjoyed it so much so I got a free screener. I enjoyed it so much so that I pre-ordered the Arrow Blu-ray.
Nice.
Well. I'm looking forward to it. So, yeah. I knew. See, when I was watching it, I remember the bits and bobs that you told us on the show, and I can't disagree with any of them. That just worked for me. You're spot on with everything you said. It just, for whatever reason, it just resonated better with me.
Well, and I saw it at Fantastic Fest, so it might have been another thing where, like I've seen so many things this weekend, or over the course of a week, and. Maybe that movie was just like somebody put it to me is that, like, some movies are made by storytellers and some movies are made by artists. And this, like, you talk about the story, I don't think this movie, like, it barely has a fucking story. It has like a real, like, anticlimactic ending where, like, it's trying, I don't know, this movie is just trying way too fucking hard. And I just,
I think you're right in that the story is very minimal, but I think that the beauty of art house movies is you get out of an art house movie what you bring to the table. So my mood can change dramatically during the day, and my viewing of an art house movie can change completely in the mood that I'm in. And what I saw of it was this almost like this the kind of wee creepy old man guy is basically the devil tempting them to sin. Like that guy, like that priest was telling us, like, sin. And that's basically what he was doing. He was tempting them with flesh. First in a sexual way, and then obviously in a cannibalism sort of way. I thought it was really, really good. I don't think it's amazing. And I've seen some reviews where people are like, this guy is the next auteur director. I don't think he's there yet. There could have been a bit more story, could have been a bit more narratively pleasing, but I thought there was a story there. And I thought it was shot beautifully.
It did look really sharp. Like, it was like lots of cool psychedelic colors. The sound design pissed me off because, like, the first 30 minutes of that movie, it feels like, is the sound of people unwinding rolls of tape.
Which it pretty much is, yeah.
Which just sets you off, like, for the rest of the movie, where, like, you just, like, I don't know, I need a cigarette, like, fucking 20 minutes into this movie. I'm just like, all right, motherfucker. Like, that's, I think, my biggest problem with this movie is, like, for what you've got to, this movie, like, I just felt kind of beat up by the end of it.
For what
you got to sit through, there's, like, the payoff just didn't.
When it finished, I didn't feel good about myself or anything like that. As an experience.
I was, like, angry at the end of this movie. I was just like, man. And it's definitely not one to watch with other people. That was an uncomfortable fucking theater experience.
Oh yeah, I told you about that before. I'd put into one of these Kickstarter things to get the movie up to Scotland, and all I had to do was sell 35 tickets, and they would have screened it in Edinburgh. And I was the only one that contributed to it. And after watching the movie, I'm quite glad that it never happened. I would have not enjoyed sitting in a cinema watching a brother, like a sister suck her brother off. And then, you know, like, I'd like really, like, I was watching it, like, I was watching it myself, and I was kind of self-conscious about, you know, if someone walks in here, there's no way I'm going to be able to say, well, it's an art house movie. They're just going to think I'm watching porn. So, you know what I mean? And that's essentially, but I mean, you're, of the people I know that have seen it, you appear to have the outlook that of the people I know that have seen the movie have. Like, Jason Lloyd didn't think it was all that good at all.
He went to Fantastic Fest. He was probably, he sat in one of the
others.
He was
in the same screening as you. Yeah, so, yeah, he wasn't, he said it was probably worth watching once. Smoke says, wait, what's this, what movie is this? It's called We Are the Flesh, and it's going to be Smoke's new favorite film.
Yeah, he loves a Serbian film, so he's going to be all about this. It's like horror porn, but not like a horror porn parody, which are fun. This is, like, not fun. You kind of want to, like, I don't know, take a shower afterwards or something.
This thing really has fucked with Mark bad. You can tell.
Yeah, well, but the thing is, movies like this are designed, like, art house movies above all other movies are purposely designed to get a reaction, whether it's positive or negative, and you tend to find that there's very little in between. It's either, you know, this movie just doesn't work and it does all these things wrong, or this movie really works and does all these things right. So there's never, but that's what art house is. It's like, it is art first and foremost. That's what they're aiming for. And art has exactly the same reaction. Like, you go and look at a painting. Some people think paintings are the most beautiful things I've ever seen. A lot of people look at them. It's just a woman in a chair.
It was kind of funny, actually. Like, everybody that came out of this screening at Fantastic Fest just looked kind of stunned. And, like, couldn't quite decide what they thought of what they just seen, or they were just, like, totally fucking hated it. So, yeah.
Totally. Next question.
Traditional food you eat at Christmas or Christmas Eve for Myron?
In the UK, and I don't think you have an equivalent, but you may have, so I don't know. We have these things called mincemeat pies, but they're not. Like, people hear mincemeat and they think that that means it's beef, but it's not. It's made from, like, raisins and sultanas and currants and, like, dried fruit and suet, which I don't know if you know what that is, which is essentially animal fat. And they mix into this kind of sweet paste, and that goes inside a pastry case. And I am 100% addicted to mince pies. I've not had one this year yet because I'm still trying to be kind of healthy. But see, if I eat one, I will eat like a million and I will become a fat, but I will be in your, get in my belly like that. I'm like brutal with them. Mincemeat pies, and not a lot of people in my circle of friends and family actually eat them. And they're quite a popular thing over here. So yeah, mincemeat pies. That's what that is. Traditional over here. Like I say, it probably sounds quite minging, but it's a UK thing. I don't think you guys have.
No way, it sounds way good.
It does sound
good.
It's
lovely.
It does sound good.
Really, really, really nice. Oh, well, there we go. Jacob Kane says mince pies for the motherfucking win. Ooh. Jacob Kane's my boy.
I know, man. That guy's down. He's down.
Next question.
Favorite holiday tradition?
My favorite holiday tradition, I talked about it last week. My favorite holiday tradition is watching Scrooged right before I go to my bed on Christmas Eve. I have done it every year for, I think, about the past 17 years, maybe. It's kind of like a long-standing tradition, and it's went through many different formats. It was on VHS, recorded from the TV, then bought VHS, then bought DVD. I don't think it's ever come out in Blu-ray, but it is. Last year I watched it on Netflix to go all digital. But yeah, every single year before I go to bed on Christmas Eve, the last movie I watch. Sometimes it's The Nightmare Before Christmas, and then Scrooged, or it can just be Scrooged itself. But it's my tradition. I love it. I love it.
That's a good one. It's a good one.
Right, next question.
Last question is from Darren. It was about the Colt 45. I almost said Old English. The Colt 45 Christmas album.
I don't even know what it is, so I'm just going to say yes.
We played clips. You heard the clips?
Yes, but that's the first time I've ever heard it, and I don't know what the question. I don't know what the question relates to the quote 45. What was it?
I think it was yay or nay.
What I heard, I thought sounded amazing. So yes, yes, by God, yes, make it happen now. Like, I need a copy. Someone.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So, is that all the questions there, Marky?
That's it. It's your turn, buddy.
It's time to, you son of a bitch. It's time to speed meow, through
meow,
it.
Meow, meow.
I got your friend, buddy.
All right, what are the questions, Mark? What are the goddamn questions?
Favorite killer Santa in horror film or TV?
I'm going to go with the killer crazy bank robber bitch from A Christmas Tale or story, whatever the hell
it was
called.
Nice.
That bitch was creepy as shit looking after she, you know, took a couple fucking days down in the hole. And it's very dark.
I think some of our listeners actually watched it after we were talking about it last week.
Oh,
and
man.
I think the general consensus of people that reported back said they all fucking loved it as well.
That's
so
great. Yeah. I mean, it blends The Karate Kid right into the movie. So if you like The Karate Kid, you're going to enjoy this movie. Someone's
it's on Shudder, apparently, in the States. If you have Shudder,
Shudder's got a great selection. It does have some really good movies on there. Really good movies. All right, what's the other question, Mark?
Thoughts on Krunkus/Krampus.
I like Krampus. I think he's pretty creepy, and I love the whole, you know, tradition and mythology of it. I just don't like the name. I don't like Krampus. It makes me think of, you know, some playful word we would use for a girl's period issues, you know, like...
Or menzies.
Oh, yeah, menzies and Krampus. I got the Krampus! You know, I just don't like the name Krampus. Everything behind it, the image, all fine with me. Krampus, you know, sounds like cramps.
I like menzies. It sounds like funsies.
Yeah, it does sound a lot like funsies. I do like menzies, but I don't like it. I don't like it like it. I like it like I like bad movies like it.
Do you like it, or do you like it like it?
I like it like I like a bad
movie
like it.
Next question from Jerry Armstrong. Krampus or Black Pete?
It's Krampus. Black Pete, no. Black Pete's weird. The only thing that's creepy is the guy that's dressed like Black Pete. The Black Pete thing's not really. No, Krampus has got it.
Surprise! Okay, for Myron, surprise horror hit of 2016.
I mean, let's see here. I mean, I would go with Don't Breathe as well. Like, I don't have any. Like, I mean, I guess I could say, like, you know, the train to Busan or the Wailing.
That's what I thought. Just,
I mean, it's not really a surprise because I wasn't.
It kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah, that's
nobody
what I'm saying.
That
like,
motherfucker coming.
Yeah, I had no. You know, build up to Train to Busan to watch it or The Wailing. You know, it's just like, oh, here it is. All right, let me check it out.
Kind of a surprise. I don't know.
Okay,
see,
yeah, that counts as a surprise.
All technical about the definition.
Yeah, all right. You're right. You're right. Okay, so that's any of those, any of the movies that were just named would be just fine for that question's answer. Continue.
Yeah, okay. Actually, I, once again, in the great tradition of doing these spill your guts things, realize that my answer is non-applicable to what you said. Your question is, like, is horror hit? Like, Trash Fire is not a horror hit. It's, like, fucking indie and no one's watched it.
It's critically a hit.
If I could change my answer really quick, I would say The Conjuring 2, because The Conjuring 2 took in, the last estimate was $350 million, which is insane for any sort of horror movie, and it is not worth that.
No.
Especially one that opened in, like, the summertime.
Yeah, that franchise, they literally have a golden ticket to do whatever they want, and whilst I didn't necessarily like the second one, let them go with it, because those movies... are proving very much, like, there was an article I read that basically said this, you know, has this been the best year for horror, like 2016 in recent memory? And the article was saying that whilst maybe the movies themselves haven't been the critically the best horror movies ever, in terms of the amount of money horror's taken in this year, it has been the best for over a decade. in terms of just money is brought in at the cinema, and that is only good for everything. So,
yeah,
yep. And I answered the question correctly like 20 minutes after I got asked it. Such a dick. I just changed the question. I'm like a politician. I just changed the question to sit my answer.
Yeah, but it's cool though, because it's now a running tradition. And we're talking about traditions tonight, so it's
like,
a running
tradition. I
think
what that question is supposed to say, Mark, is movie that I liked, it doesn't make sense in this question. So I will answer my question, by the way. Thank you. And there we go.
Oh, that's great.
Next Danny question.
I know, look, throws Mark off completely.
Traditional food you eat at Christmas or Christmas Eve, also for Myron.
Okay, let's see here. Traditional food. I know. I get those, you know, I don't know. You buy them in every, like, pharmacy or every little store in the fucking world. That little cheap-looking red and white box of those cordial chocolate-covered cherries. Man, I will eat a whole fucking box of those motherfuckers. Holy shit, man. It's like Christmas's Cadbury egg. That's a motherfucker right there.
Do you guys have Twiglets over there?
What? A Twiglet?
Yeah.
Dr. Dark has a Twiglet?
It does sound like a Twink Piglet, I just realized, but...
Twink Piglet.
Like that a Twink Piglet, it basically is Dark's wet dream fantasy. He's turned that back right now. He's choking himself to completion. He's already came
piglet.
Three times in the time it's taken me to finish this sentence.
Oh Jesus Christ!
Twiglets are this. I don't know how to describe them. They're like broken up. They're similar to pretzels, but they're not pretzels. They're like broken up bits of like. Tiny pretzel, and they're covered in like a beef powder.
A what
it's
powder?
Really weird to like beef flavored powder. Beef, as in.
Like, oh my god! Like beef on pretzels.
It's weird. I can't describe it. It's like when I was talking about Marmite like a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
It's like Marmite coated like stick bread stick. I don't know how to describe it. Like apparently to everyone else, they're minging. They're horrible. They're disgusting. To me. Like, I get a box of them every Christmas as a present, and I fucking love them. I will eat them all in one sitting, and no one will come near me because I smell. And I fucking love Twiglets. Twiglets for the win. Import that shit.
Someone, Alicia, said, what the fuck is a Twiglet? Yeah, everyone like you see Monica, Myron, you guys get down. The cordial cherries, Jesus Christ, those things are amazing. You guys are fine. Oh my god, they're so good. I need some now. I need some right fucking now. I gotta go to a CVS. Oh my god. Okay, so there's Twiglets. All right, there it is.
Someone posted them.
Yes, Jerry has posted the Twiglets for you. The original Twiglets.
So it says, the description is, Twiglets are a wheat-based snack with a distinctly knobbly shape, similar to that of a small twig. The taste of Twiglets derives from the... This sounds minging when I read this out. I might actually stop eating them. From the yeast extract used in its coating. And has been compared to that of Marmite. So, there you go.
Oh, God. All right. Well,
sounds gnarly.
I love them. Get your hands on some Twiglets. But get your hands off my Twiglets, you pervy bastards.
Twiglets.
Get your hand off my Twiglet.
Oh, man. I want some Twiglets. I don't think we can find them, though. They don't
let us every now and again, it's good to remind yourself that I am a foreigner on your podcast.
That sucks.
From a different land.
You are from a different land. Like a whole different like fantasy world. You've got all kinds of stuff there that we don't have.
Yeah, but you have all sorts of stuff that I don't have.
Yeah, but it's not
it's
good for you stuff.
It's just easier to get the stuff that's on your side over here than it is vice versa.
Because it's poison. We like to spread our poison.
No, like supermarkets over here have started like they have like American aisles. Like you have like an Asian aisle and they have like an American aisle and it is just... the most sugar-ridden fucking rubbish ever. Like it's all like fucking like brownie s'more pop tarts. I'm like that doesn't and it's like that have them for breakfast. And I'm like it's fucking breakfast. Like yeah, fucking you wouldn't sit there and eat like 20 sugar cubes for your breakfast. And that's essentially what it is. And like stuff like it's hilarious. I'm gonna take a photo next time and post it. And basically. This is how my country looks at your country in terms of cuisine. And it's all just like fucking breakfast cereals, which look like they're just sugar.
It is sugar. And we love it.
Sweets, which are just sugar. And like huge vats of Hershey's fucking syrup, which is just sugar. And yeah.
God damn it, Smoke.
You can get Twiglets. Get Twiglets on Amazon. The price is $7.64. Get yourselves, and that's it for a pack of six.
Smoke says that Twiglets, you get those from not wiping properly.
He also says that our national drink tastes like straight up bubblegum. I don't know if it, I don't know. I live in Scotland, so it tastes like Iron Brew. If you're saying it tastes like bubblegum, then I can't argue with you.
I don't know. We're going to have to. If you're gonna check,
Iron Brew's a shit. Get yourself some Iron Brew. It is the fucking drink of the gods. Everywhere in the world, like everywhere in the world, Coca-Cola is the biggest sell. Well, where Coca-Cola can be bought, it's the number one selling soda in every country in the world except Scotland. In Scotland, it's Iron Brew. And they've tried to buy the company out, God knows how many times, and put them out of business and all the rest. It's never happened. Because we're Scottish and we're stubborn bastards, and fuck you, Coca-Cola.
Fuck Coke. Fuck Darren. Oh, Darren Wilson. You just there. That your grandmother's recipe.
He won the internet again.
He says he takes his grandmother's recipe and makes a bunch of those powdered sugar peanut butter balls dipped in chocolate. They're called Buckeyes. Oh my god, those things
are amazing.
Oh my god, I could eat a fucking like truckload of those goddamn things. Darren, you need to tell your grandmother she needs to make a ton. We need to just
send some to Scotland.
And then on the Christmas show, we will like stuff our mouth full of chocolate balls and do the show.
Yeah, do you guys
say that again one more time just for the recording?
Yeah, sure. Sure I will.
Suck on my chocolate salted balls, put them in your mouth. Put them in your mouth and suck them. They're on fire, baby.
Oh god.
Favorite holiday tradition, Danny.
Going to Busch Gardens for the Christmas town and dealing with like tons and tons of people slamming around and crowding everywhere and pushing everyone around. But the roller coasters that are open are like, just jump on and go. Just jump on and go. There's no lines because everyone's there to look at the goddamn Christmas lights and it's cold as shit outside. So yeah, that's the perfect time to go. That's a good tradition. The family gets to see the Christmas lights and I get to ride scary roller coasters. Works out perfect. Ho, ho, ho. Next question.
The fucking Afro Man Christmas album. Yay or nay?
It's an absolute no.
No.
It's a yeah. It's a yeah. I'm just being stupid.
Of course, I was about to say, of all people, you're a yeah. Surely.
It's a yeah. I just don't like Afro Man because of that stupid Because I Got High song or whatever. I can't stand that fucking song. But, you know, the rest I can deal with. Okay, now Russell's putting Black Pete everywhere, and he is kind of terrifying.
Yeah, I'm glad that he did actually write Black Pete above it so people can Google it as opposed to just putting the pictures up themselves, which, you know, are questionable even for our page.
Yes, they are very questionable. Thank God, Russell, you've tagged it. Now, had that been, it's never mind.
It's still bad. Yeah.
Yeah, it's still bad. All right, so...
Oh, my God. Jacob Kane has put... Right, you want to play this before we go to break. Kane has just posted the Iron Brew Goth Holiday advert. It is the greatest... Iron Brew always have the greatest adverts ever. And you need to watch this, Danny. You're going to piss yourself.
Oh, here it is. Goth Holiday. All right, let's get this. Let's get this going here. All right, and here we go.
There you go.
Black feels like the shit English Vegas.
It's ridiculous. It's amazing. I want some of this now. I've been sold. I want it.
One day, I'll get ease over here. We're gonna fuck some shit up.
Yeah, I want to drink this shit like right now.
I love Iron Brew.
Looks good.
His catchphrase in Scotland for many years was "Made in Scotland from girders."
That's fucking awesome. That's good stuff, man. I have to check that out. I want some. I want some right now. All right, thanks everyone for your guts questions. We enjoy those. That's the only way we can make it through a first hour. So make sure to keep sending those in. And if you got one for the next week before we post anything about it, just send them over. Send them on over. We'll take care of that. All right, so we're going to go to halftime. Then we'll come back, and we've got some Duncan Defends and Merry Massacre, our Christmas slaughtering. No, wait, so who died? Only the host.
I died.
Man.
Smoke died. Myron died, but Myron gets a pass because...
Can't we just give everyone a pass and just, like, start over? Like, I mean, you know, come on. Let's just start over.
Come on.
We didn't even have anyone around, right? Let's start over.
All right.
Smoke comes back. I don't want Smoke to come back.
Yeah, but that's not fair that you... And I just want to see if Smoke ends up in a room where he dies again, because this is weird twice now that he just dies first. It's insane.
Smoke might be the killer.
Yeah,
he is the jello killer.
He is the killer.
Dun.
And he wears the face of Chad Radwell wherever he goes.
Oh, he does look like Chad Radwell. Mark posted a picture of him, like, finally making it into wherever Mark was. And I was like, that's Chad Radwell.
Holy shit, that's
Chad Radwell.
Russell, that is not a Black Pete Lego. That is a Black Pete Playmobil. That's not Lego. There's a difference there, man. That's Playmobil. Notice their scary eyes? Legos don't have those eyes. Come on, get your toys right, Russell. But that is terrifying. Black Pete. Oof. All right, so we're going on break. We're gonna.
I love how the white guy's holding a gold staff and scepter, and the black guy's made to hold a stick.
Yeah, that is kind of. But isn't that what he's whipping the little kids with?
Yeah, but the cynical part of me is like that. Yes, of course the white guy's on the horse.
Yeah,
and he's got the gold scepter, and the black man's carrying the horse with a stick.
That white guy's a motherfucker. Someone kick him off that horse. What a dick.
Racist Dutch.
He is a racist piece of shit.
The Dutch are racist. Don't even get me started on... The Dutch are the ones that imposed apartheid when they took over South Africa, so...
Yeah, see, those motherfuckers.
Fucking Dutch, man, honestly.
What's your deal, Dutch people?
Yeah. Living over there in Dutch land.
bunch of Dutchies.
Bunch of douchies. All right, so let's quit. Let's quit completely.
The Dutchie on the left hand. What? Sorry.
Here we go. We're just like slamming the Dutch people suddenly out of nowhere.
That's all right. I'm Scottish. I get to slam everyone equally.
Yeah. See, we can't because we're Americans and we're assholes. So we need.
No, you can do it. You're just like when you do it, you're just seen as being ignorant. When I do it, I'm just seen as being Scottish.
True, and we shouldn't do it though because we're like bratty teenagers. We shouldn't be doing that. It's like yelling, "I hate you, Mom," and running up the stairs. That's what we're doing. It's not cool. All right, so we're going on break. We got some Tommy Genesis, which is she's that Calvin Klein model. I don't know what you would call this, like art horror rap. I don't know. I don't know what the hell it is.
Ooh, I'm digging it.
It's kind of weird.
Art, so I'm in.
Yeah, it's like weird. Well, I think that I just said that because I think the chick's an artist too. Like she's crazy art house type chick, and she was Calvin Klein model. So Tommy Genesis. Then we'll play some Vic Spencer, and then we'll be back. With Duncan Defends and Merry Massacre after this.
Crucifixion on my back. Your bitch fixated on my past. She unequated to my pep. I'm running wolves, God, we made it. Subjugated like syntax. It's gonna take me to court for my vision. Take me to court, them chairs. I'll have to take me to court, them chairs. They gonna bring it to the stand on my women. Stop to stand, they stand on me. Stop to stand, they stand. They gonna try to restructure my wisdom. You try. They gonna pray to my God, but he cashed out. Pray to my God, he cashed out. Pray to my God, he cashed out. Big gas, flipping those bubbles down the drain. Pipe, grow up, just execute my vision. I'm just execute my vision. I'm just execute my vision.
Just a few ago, motherfuckers losing souls. I never would've thought I would last this long. I guess I'm the only one making real ass songs. Y'all calling it fun, I don't think it's that. It's work at the highest capacity. In 08 they laughed at me, but I was somewhere grabbing ass and rapping weed and quiet and savagery. The baddest on the planet, this move talking bandit. Your antics vanish when the victimized parachute landed. I had the group homes locked. Should have some money in them group home stocks.
Man, fuck that job on my life. I just quit today, bitch. Rap 100% now, motherfucker. Person, it just means you suck dick while you working. Pick up hoes and start splurging. It ain't running, tell me like it's urgent. Bitch, you starting to be a burden. I think you a fucking serpent. This not the old Vic Spencer, this the updated version. The old me would've smacked you for certain. Left your life closed curtains. Thoughts about precious life is what caused the diversion. I forgot about the week beef each week. See the average of 3 tweets. I'm in my walk-in closet trying to clean sneaks. You and your mom house got chores like clean and sweep. I just wiped your oldest sister off your feet, off my parents. You and your niggas keep staring, but you won't do shit. That's why I keep moving. It's already been proven that I overcame, added to these bars when it poured the rain.
Going back in, fuck it.
I come back on some shit. Just to relapse on some shit I just did. What you know about rolling up in your workplace bathroom, and when they ask you about it, they believe when you lie to them. Nappy fro getting cut off. Basically, these motherfucking birds on my nuts, dog. It extended for the whole entire summer. What a bummer. All from the corner, all nap with a jumper. How the fuck I'm gonna stay away with beats like this? And I know you can't have them. I grab them and kick the hardest shit like hard bars. Track 8 to your face. Bass, get your ass a headache. You pray for heavy gates. This that robe and sandal music. I handle music like it was in a suitcase. Hella kicks, no root cane. Now back to what the fuck I was doing. Cash, I'm pursuing your life in a body bag. It's the movement. Motherfucker.
All right, everybody, we are back. Back for the second hour. And hopefully we'll give everybody a couple of minutes, the rap haters. We'll give them a couple seconds to come back.
Hater.
We got to let the jury fully enter and everything. We need everyone to be present, including some hosts, which we know Smoke is somewhere out there listening because he's always commenting from the peanut gallery. And Dr. Dark, he's got to be around here somewhere. And hopefully Undead will be back next week. He's got to come home for Christmas.
Yeah,
he's got to come home for Christmas.
Yeah, he has to come home. Come home for Christmas, Undead. We love you and miss you.
We do miss
you. And no one is on your lawn.
Yeah, nobody's on your lawn. We've kept him off while you've been away. We've kept him
I
off.
I put up a sign that said, keep off the grass.
Yeah. Oh, good. That's good. Mark, you should take some advice from that right there. Huh?
Moving on.
Pothead. Okay, yeah, Mark, you totally threw me off. And Dr. Dark, he's got to be here somewhere, maybe soon. I don't know. But it doesn't matter because he comes in and votes on the case one way or another, and he doesn't listen anyways. So, because he has no attention span whatsoever. Other than when he's listening right now.
I love the fact that you posted the show, like the show from last week, and he came in like at the last minute. No, yeah, I from last week ate something very loudly, and then when you asked him a question, we could hear him opening and shutting doors.
Yeah. Oh man, he was just like walk around throwing ice in, and it's horrible, man. Just glad he didn't decide to take a shit then, like he's done before on the show. He's taking shits on the show. It's horrible. I don't get it. And so just to update everyone, we were able to find a kind of shady, possibly ghetto link for the Muppet Christmas Carol. So we are going to do that. We're going to do it live. We're just going to do it live. We're going to do it live, and we're going to watch a Christmas
Carol. Do it live! God damn it! You just let me know when, and I will make sure I'm suitably liquored up.
Okay, that's what we're going to do. Maybe it'll be the last Wednesday. Maybe it'll be the last Wednesday. Ooh. Who knows? Because what? It's not a two-hour movie. It's a Muppet movie. It can't be 2 hours. We can fit that bitch right in there, man. We're ready to roll. Everyone can watch along, sing along.
Good idea. I am not working that following day, so I can actually get hammered.
See? And we're all going to sing along. It's going to be fun. We're going to have a fun Christmas festive Muppet time. It's going to be amazing. We'll post the link. Or, you know, hopefully some of you have it out there, or you can find it on your own. We'll get them all synced up, right? Well, it'll be good.
Yep.
You know, it might be a little
sync
off.
Sync up our menzies.
Yeah. It's your favorite word,
funsies.
Mark. It'll be funsies. It'll be great. It'll be a great time. It's going to be fun.
That's what I said, funsies, wasn't it? That's what I said, wasn't it?
No, see, I heard menzies, but maybe you said funsies.
That's what I said. I don't know.
Maybe I'm just, you know, it's Freudian hearing here. I'm hearing what I
yes.
want to hear. What I want to hear. All right. You know what? Dr. Dark, he's not going to be here. The jury, everybody is ready because it is time for another episode of Duncan Defends. Still undefeated in the courtroom. He's like a Phoenix Wright ace attorney here. It's Duncan McLeish, attorney for bad horror. Tonight, he defends his most difficult client in the holiday classic film, Elves. We turn it over to Duncan.
Yes, Mr. Trioxin. The holiday classic, or so they would have you believe. Now, the reason I've chose this movie, and funnily enough, like some weeks I try and massage the truth by saying that I really enjoyed the movie when maybe I didn't enjoy it as much as I portray on the show, but that's the whole point of being an attorney of law. I actually enjoyed Elves more than I would care to admit. I have done a full review of it, which will be dropping on a podcast Under the Stairs episode this coming Monday. And it made me think, you know what? This movie has some weird sort of cult following out there. It's very similar to Troll 2. In fact, the greatest parallel I can make to this movie is very much like Troll 2. But I was like, there's a lot of people that don't like this movie or won't watch this movie, and I feel it is my duty to stick up for the little man. So that's what I'm going to do right here on this show. I'm going to defend Elves from 1989, directed by Jeffrey Mandel and starring Dan Haggerty. That's right, Dan Haggerty. Grizzly Mountain, the Grizzly Adams man, is in this movie, and by God, is he tune some scenery up here. Right, if you are listening to the show for the very first time, or you are a returning listener who has never experienced Duncan Defends, let me just state the principle of the show right out at the front here. So basically, all I'm going to do is I'm going to try and put forward a case as to why you should watch this movie, revisit this movie, or even check up scenes online just to watch bits of it. If my case is put forward in such a way that it makes you want to do that at the end of it, then you vote for me. If by the end of it, you've never seen this movie and will never see this movie, you have seen this movie and completely disagree with my argument, or just generally hate me, then that is a win for the movie and a loss for me. So let's kick right into it. The way I defend these movies is by a series of exhibits made up from clips from the movie. There will be six clips this week instead of five, but the sixth clip is basically the greatest line that's ever been made in a movie. So we're keeping that to right at the very end. So let's kick us off with the first one. The thing that I find really funny about elves is that, you know, Mark's Valley Girl impression that he does.
Oh, yeah. How could we forget it?
Imagine it was filthy. Imagine if they were all talking about cock. Like a group of Valley Girls talking about cock. And there's a lot of cock talk in this movie. And it's ridiculous cock talk, as in, like, no. You know, like that way where Trump said, grab her by the pussy, and then said, you know, well, that's how people talk in a locker room. And most people were like, I've never said that in a locker room. Well, the writer of this movie thinks that this is how women talk about cock, and this is not how women talk about cock. I'm fairly sure. So this exhibit number one, which I fucking love, is a collection of different conversations between the so-called Valley Girls in this movie. Exhibit number one is called All Cock Talk.
You guys, I thought you were going to help me figure out how to get Dave.
Oh, come on. His is bent anyway.
She's still a royal bitch.
She just needs to get laid.
Well, who doesn't?
I can't wait till tomorrow night.
It helps me to get over things. Besides, it helps me with my poetry, too.
Life is long and life is hard, but Kevin's is thick and Dave's is a yard.
My God.
Shut up.
Whatever.
Let me finish up here.
Dave's isn't really a yard, is it?
Yeah, it is. Hey, Brooke, check this out.
What kind of slut dog suit is that?
No
way.
Way.
No way.
Way.
I said no way. You're not really gonna do it, are you?
Those guys, forget it. I'm saving it for someone special.
Oh, God.
But how do you stop them?
This bit's amazing.
Just say no. It scares the hell out of them. They don't know how to deal with it.
I'd rather just go through with it than get in a confrontation.
Oh, God.
It's easier.
Oh, God.
Which is just basically advocating rape. But, I mean, there you go. I don't know what to say about that.
Oh, God.
So they're in this movie, and they're very funny to look on screen. And I only picked some of their conversations. Some of the conversations are so inherently banal, it is actually funny just watching them stumble through ad-libbed lines. I don't think any of this was scripted. The main character, the main girl in this, the final girl, so to speak, in this movie, has a younger brother. Her younger brother is about maybe 6 or 7 years old and wears Ninja Turtles pajamas. So instantly, he's a cool dude. He's rad. Ninja Turtles were popular back in 89. I had some Ninja Turtles pajamas. There's only one problem. One, he has a very foul mouth. And two, he doesn't quite understand why he shouldn't be peeping on his sister when she's in a shower. But we will hear his defense under exhibit number two, which is old brother.
What are you doing?
You pervert!
I'm not a pervert. I like seeing naked girls.
I'm your fucking sister!
Yeah, and you've got fucking big tits, and I'm gonna tell everybody I saw them.
Oh. Get out of here! You're not supposed to be in here without my permission.
Oh, my. Now, well, fuck you. Mom says she's giving me all your money, so fuck you.
Oh,
kill me! It tried to kill me!
What? What are you talking about?
There's like a little man, like a ninja, only like a gremlin.
Don't be ridiculous. You were dreaming. Oh, there's your answer. It was the cat.
It was a fucking little ninja. you troll?
Agamemnon, come here.
Don't you hurt her!
Mom!
My God, it's like Ricky Weiner from Sleepaway Camp. What the hell's wrong with this kid?
It's a fucking ninja troll.
What the fuck?
Ninja troll.
I saw your fucking tits. Your big fucking tits.
I'm gonna tell everyone about your fucking tits. right now, what? Once again, it's the funny dialogue. It's the I can't believe someone shot this factor that makes you want to watch this movie. You know, it's just like ridiculous lines that don't really make sense, and you're kind of watching it, and this is surreal. It's the surrealness of watching it that makes it. I laughed a lot watching this movie, like far more than I'm fairly sure the director wants us to laugh at this movie. What I loved about this movie is the main cop. The main cop. Now, we love cops in movies. We've spoken about it. One of our favourite cops in the movie is the one that Mark does a great impression of from PCs when he says,
"You cut that poor girl in half when she's still alive."
Now, imagine a younger, skinnier version of him brought in to investigate a series of murders which were being pinned on a 2-foot-tall elf, which he doesn't believe exists. And he's trying to get to the bottom of it, but he's having to deal with bratty teens and fucking former drunk cops. This guy is my hero of this movie. He's not in it nearly enough, but he's my hero. And when I was watching, I just kept thinking, bad boys, what you gonna do? What you like that? So this is exhibit number 3, and it's cops!
Nothing like this has happened at Golems in 50 years.
Sign of the times. You know, that guy back there was using narcotics when it happened. Are you Kirsten Hiller?
Yeah, but I don't know why you want to talk to me.
The guy tries to fill you up. You slap him. Words are exchanged. He's found dead a few minutes later with his nuts cut off. What should I think?
You know, Mike, you just never learn. You're one of the best detectives on the force, and you drank your way out of that job. You know, the problem with you, you take that home with you. Then you drank your way out of a 2-bit security gig. Now this...
Look, man, I'm telling you what I saw, goddammit. I'm telling you I saw a 2-foot elf.
Yeah, packing AK-47s, riding pink elephants. Come on, man, I want the facts.
Don't give me that Joe Friday shit, man. I'm telling you this girl's life is in danger, goddammit.
You want me to put my ass on the line?
Oh, that would be a switch.
This is amazing.
You're implicated in this whole thing, you know.
Well, that's why I need a little time.
All right, you got 24 hours, pal. That enough time?
I really don't know if that's enough time.
It better be enough time.
Oh, my God. Oh my God!
In any
I could
other
spend the rest of my life talking about elves.
Like in any other movie at all, it's like you've got 24 hours to crack this case. Fuck, I better go and crack this case. In this movie, it's like you've got 24 hours to crack that case. Is that enough time? Well, I don't know if it's enough time. How long is a piece of string? Fucking absolutely amazing. Right now, I've been purposely vague on details about this movie. So this movie starts off with a ritual being carried out in the forest where these girls are basically praying for dick, although they're trying to make an anti-Christmas club, but they're praying for dick. And they summon an elf inadvertently, and the elf goes on a killing spree. And I know what you're thinking, that sounds like the sort of horror movie you would expect from like a twist on something to do with the holidays and all the rest. What you probably don't know, unless you actually have seen Elves or you have watched the trailer or you have read a synopsis, is the story behind the elves is something you could never imagine. And it's basically a Nazi plot. That's right, a Nazi plot. And to tell us more about this Nazi plot, we get a great bit of exposition by this guy who's this quirky, goofy doctor who is a bit mental and starts talking about Bible verses. And we know how we love a bit of the Bible verse on the Midnight Horror Show. So this is exhibit number 4, the Mad Doc.
It's not a room, actually, although it does look like one. Let's see. How much do you know about your Bible, Mr. McGavin?
I had one once.
Genesis, chapter 6. Oh, do come along. God is fed up with the entire place and decides to do away with it. But at the last minute, he relents and thinks, now Noah, now there's a very fine fellow. Yes, he's worth saving. I'll save him and his entire family. And since God has nothing against the animals, he commands Noah to take them into the ark with him. So what? So this. Now, among the creatures specified by God to be saved, it is said the little creeping things. Now, are they insects? Maybe. A lizard, right? Wrong. No. The little creepy things are the little creatures that creep on two legs. Idiomatically, we call them elves.
Elves?
Yes, that symbol you showed me. It's attributed to the elves.
Doc, wait a second. Hmm? Elves, ugly little creatures that stand about 2 feet tall.
Oh, however they're supposed to look.
Do you think that there could be an elf cult or a sect alive today that would be crazy enough to kill people?
Oh, no. But about 50 years ago, there was a group that believed in elves that did one hell of a lot of killing. The Nazis.
The Nazis. Mm-hmm. They believed in elves?
Oh, yes. They believed in a lot of things. You know, if you could ignore their brutality, you'd have to say they were just a bunch of crackpots.
Well, what in the hell were these Nazis going to do with these elves?
I don't know. Oh, actually, Professor O'Connor, he is more up to date on the Nazis than I am. Yes.
Where could I find him now?
Let's see, it's Christmas Eve. He should be home.
Well, I think that I've seen an elf. Do you think that I'm a crackpot?
Oh, are you asking if I believe in elves? No, I don't. But God did.
You've been a hell of a lot of help, Doc, in your one piece of work. Merry Christmas.
Oh, yes. Merry Christmas.
Jesus Christ.
The guy's amazed. He's like, are you asking if I believe in elves?
This guy's insane.
He reminds me of, if anyone's ever seen Spaceballs, like classic Mel Brooks movie, the bit where the princess is on the sand planet seeing yogurt, and she gets pulled outside, Princess Vespa gets pulled outside by her father, but it's not her father, it's Dark Helmet in disguise, and he's standing outside, he's like, come outside, dear. And she's like, Daddy, is it really you? And he's like, why, yes. Of course, I guarantee it. That's what this guy sounds like. He's like that, what, do I believe in elves? See the way he's talking? He's the exact sort of person I would believes in elves.
Yeah.
Sounds a bit like he's away with the fairies. Anyway, bringing it back. So we've now blown the conspiracy up. There is elves and Nazis involved with this movie. But in order to understand the through line of this is a slightly longer clip, but trust me, it is worth it. We are going to run the gambit of really bad one-liners, horrible German accents. Like, you know how I love a bad accent, Danny?
Yes.
Love a bit of the bad accent. The German ones are absolutely amazing. And then when we come to the end, I'll explain the incest that's involved in this movie. That's right.
Oh, good. That's two movies to talk about the subject in one show.
Yeah, that's right. But, oh, you know, nothing quite says Christmas like a bit of incest.
I agree.
So this is exhibit number 5. This is elves and Nazis.
We have always known where you were. We have simply respected your desire for privacy.
Then why come here now?
You had us convinced they could not be resurrected.
It's true!
When there is no more room in hell.
Oh, God.
It is her, isn't it? Your granddaughter. The pure genetic liar.
I decided many years ago this must not happen. She must have nothing to do with this.
It's a German accent, by the way.
You decided nothing. Too late to turn back now.
Excuse me, ma'am. I remember a book from college about mystical symbols and runes.
Occult Sciences, section 666.
Are you kidding me? That's got to be a joke.
There are many things about my past I have not told you. And about your destiny. It's a destiny I am afraid I have created for you. There are many things that I have done that I must teach you to undo.
There are two schools of thought.
What are they?
One, the Nazis experimented with elves as assassination teams. Small, hidden, silent, vicious. They have magical powers. They can't be hurt or killed.
Up.
They eat anything. They're a perfect soldier. The problem is, there's no such thing.
What else is there to tell us more?
Theory 2. The elves were a genetic engineering experiment. Mm. I like this one better. It mixes science and the occult.
Uh-oh.
Each elf was to house the haploid gene structure in its sperm cells to produce the master race. Once again, magical powers can't be hurt or killed. Driven to select the genetically perfect human mate, the proverbial virgin, of course, holy midnight consummation on Christmas Eve. Mates with the virgin on Christmas Eve to produce the master race. And it will eventually rule the world.
They have heard today is nothing. Nothing. Lies and rumors that we spent 50 years ago only by we wanted people to hear.
We? You were a goddamn Nazi. That's what you were. Tell me something.
You goddamn Nazi.
Your new party insignia?
No. That is our original party insignia.
What's wrong? Are we going to be all right?
No, Willie. Gramps is a Nazi.
He's a fucking Nazi. Let me see his fucking balls. They're fucking huge.
Yeah. So they were either assassins trained by the Nazis because of their magic abilities, or they were an engineering experiment gone wrong, which resulted in them wanting to procreate with the most perfect being, a genetically superior girl, who is our main girl in this movie, whose grandfather is a Nazi war criminal who raped his daughter, impregnated her so he could keep the bloodline pure. That's right. Merry Christmas. And then she was the one that did the failed ritual at the start of the movie, which resurrected the elf, who is basically going through this whole movie killing people in order to get his dick in her. Yeah, nothing quite says Merry Christmas or
like an
good
elf
tidings pick. Or whatever, like this movie. This movie is, it's just, I can't even, the lines don't do it justice. It's like everyone is so, like, no one can emote in this movie. There is no emotion in this movie. It's just people reading from the back of, like, cigarette packets, the lines of the movie. Oh my God, the Nazis did an experiment. Anyway, I kind of already feel that there's a lot of people posting on the page saying that I have won. And I feel it's unfair because I still got one more exhibit to do. and this is my ace in the hole. Like, legitimately, this could be my favorite line in any movie like I've ever seen. I actually almost died laughing. I had to switch the movie off when I heard this. I thought it was the funniest fucking thing ever. So last week we discussed Bad Santas. Remember that? And they were pretty funny. One of my favourite lines from one of those Bad Santas was, let me give you a big box of reality. <It's> like, holy shit. None of them were as sexually awkward as this last clip here, which is very, very short, ladies and gentlemen. This is my closing exhibit and my closing statement for you to let this movie off. If at the end of this line you do not want to watch this movie, then I question your love for bad cinema. This is exhibit number 6, the best worst line.
And what do you want for Christmas, little girl?
For it not to be Christmas.
What?
All right, snow. Can you make it snow?
Oral.
What?
Santa said oral.
Oh my God!
What the fuck is this movie? What is this movie?
Can you make it snow? Oral. Santa said oral. What? Oh, it's the fucking greatest line ever.
What the hell?
I'll just say to you just now, no man ever got his dick sucked by saying the words oral to a woman. It doesn't work that way. It's like saying the word moist. It does nothing to anyone except makes them have a cold shiver down their back.
Oh, so
and with
awkward.
That, ladies and gentlemen, that was Elves from 1989. The defense rests.
Ooh,
yuck.
That was, you know, these...
God, Mark.
Oh, my God. That's...
Right, I can start giving you some of the votes that have come in. So many people have casted their votes so early. It's unbelievable.
These holiday movies are knocking out of the park, though.
This is really, 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 really weird. Right, so here we go. Verbal Cat, the cat.
Verbal Cat was here awesome.
Verbal Cat says, I think I've found the next film to torture my roommate with. innocent, sir. Myron Schmidt says, innocent, but only cause him a little high on Bud Light Clamato. Darren Wilson says, I think I already have to see this movie at least once. So that's another one. Alicia Newman says, no more defense needed. This, that was hilarious. So that's from her. Our good buddy Jacob Kane says, innocent in capital letters, no need to defend. So he says he almost always votes guilty, but this time he is voting with me. And Russell C says, you had me at Dan Haggerty, not guilty. So I didn't even need to put any work in tonight. Thanks for that, Russell C. I think I've just clean sweeped
this is
the board.
Yeah, hold on now, because this, if you were now on a streak, because you did this last week where you went flawless victory. I think you've gone flawless
Jerry
this
week. Jerry Armstrong has just went innocent as well.
Okay. I'm pretty sure, Mark, you're in agreement with me. These clips are killing it for holiday movies. This is innocent. There's no question here. The incest got him. The incest got him. Look, he's a little upset about the incest.
You had me until it got to like weird incestuous elf dicks and cum and... But
I didn't
at the same time,
come. I did not
didn't
see
say
come.
You didn't I say did any of these things, but this is what the clips in your explanations infer, shall we say. But I'm still probably going to check it out.
Mark has gone very prude on us here lately. What is wrong?
I'm very prude.
You've gone very prude, though. You're like, that movie's got too much of this in it. It's too much porno.
Too much,
and this has
brother,
got too much
sister
cum
dick
in it.
Sucking.
Well, I don't know if brother sister can do dick sucking. I don't know if that works like that. I think sister
I'm voting innocent. Moving on.
Mark, it's really... Do you get uncomfortable talking about sex like Dr. Dark gets uncomfortable when we talk about the Bible? I mean, what in the world is wrong with the two of you guys? Holy shit. All right, so this thing is innocent all the way across. And because these are holiday movies... You guys need to go out and watch these now because you've said innocent and that he's going to, you know, so that means you're going to watch them. That means you're going to give him a chance. And what better time to watch holiday movies than now? So watch these movies and then call
them. It's on YouTube in its entirety.
There you go. See?
The version I watched recently is a VHS rip. Mark, you're going to love it. It's got that VHS.
Oh, the tracking? The tracking lines?
Warm analog sound.
Ooh, yes. So you guys
we
need to
go
watch
it. We may
not
have a clean sweep here. I'm just trying to clarify with Smoke here if Smoke is a guilty or innocent.
Oh, that son of a bitch.
Smoke says people who have seen it wouldn't say innocent. He says guilty as fuck.
Oh, no. You son of a bitch. Smoke, come on. We were going to have a streak if it wasn't for you. You son of a bitch.
No, I'm really curious if all these people go watch this movie and report back. And
listen,
say,
this is
yeah,
what...
everyone should. It's an hour and a half. It's an hour and a half. Get a couple of drinks. And get some friends. Sit down and just, like, you will piss yourself laughing.
Watch the
movie.
You guys get fucked up and watch these movies that Duncan recommends, right? You need to watch them because you've voted innocent. The people that voted guilty, you don't have to do this. But the people that vote innocent, go watch these movies and call and leave Duncan some wonderful testimonials over at his law firm. And it's the number printed on his business card. It's 802-455-8647. Call that number and leave your testimonial about the film.
And as a gentle reminder, not that I plug my podcast often on this show, the episode dropping Monday of the podcast Under the Stairs is a full review of Elves. And to sweeten the pot and make you want to listen to that son of a bitch, my guest on that show is a guy who has not podcasted in a podcast form. He's done some commentaries, I think, with Mark and stuff. But it is none other than Ryan Lewis.
Nice.
Got an old man at retirement. He came back on and did a little show with me. So, we talk about Elves. And trust me, no one is more... It was the first time he'd ever seen it. So no one is more confused than Ryan. just talking about this movie. And I will be back next week defending another movie. I haven't quite decided what that is yet, but I will come up with something.
All right.
Unless someone wants to come up with like some suggestions, Russell C will pick something that is utter dog shit because that's how he rolls with me.
He's definitely
likes put me through. He likes dragging me through the mud.
I don't know, but you did a really, really effed up. You really effed up movie here, right? And it turned out well, right? last week. These were horrible movies that are wonderful now that we want to watch.
Jacob Kane saw this movie in theaters.
Whoa.
This made its way to the theater.
I did not know this was in the theaters.
I would have thought it went straight. Oh, well, he says again, he saw it in a theater. So
oh, okay.
Maybe,
was...
maybe didn't get a huge cinematic run then.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, yeah, we back then we actually had tons of theaters everywhere, so they would show, like, you know, I mean, we had a theater in town way back in the day that at Halloween would play, like, all the Faces of Death movies and shit in it. I mean, it was a big normal theater that would show all the big movies. But, yeah, we, you know, you don't have that anymore. Towns have, like, one theater that rule the world like the Empire, and they control everything. Make it impossible to get into good movies. Fuck them. All right, Mark.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Did you just valley girdle me?
He valley girled you.
Like,
yeah. All right, well, cha your way on over there, man, and take care of some Merry Massacre.
All right, the massacre. It's back in Christmas form, sort of. Some of these are Christmassy.
Exactly. They're not all Christmassy, right? Because you have a Star Wars reference on there somewhere.
Christmas slash winter slash Krampus slash
nerd.
Somebody's getting slashed because somebody's gonna die because it's called the massacre. For the new people, the way this works is I'm gonna post a picture in the Facebook group. There are six locations on this. You're gonna comment in the comment section, or you can do it in the chat on the TMHS radio page or wherever the fuck we can see it here. And pick a room that you're going to. Last go around in the 80s one, Monica and Alicia were our final girls. So their deal on this one is that they each get one survival, whatever you want to call it, survival card. Don't go to jail and die. Get out of jail free, what have you. They get one freebie shot, and it can't be the last one.
Speaking of that, Monica, I think she's terrified to receive the reward for winning Midnight Massacre because she has yet to send her address. So
oh, she sent it to me.
Oh, what?
It's a Scottish charm, Danny. I can't switch it off. I've never had difficulty getting a woman's address.
I know, Monica. I needed to send the other part of the prize, so I need that thing. All right. So, Mark, take it away.
All right. I'm going to post this thing, comment, say where you're going, and shablam, it should be there right about now. So one is Santa's Workshop. It's a big, giant, creepy Santa that's like 30 feet tall and kind of scary. Two is Outpost 31, which is a nice Antarctic resort where you'd be hanging out with a bunch of dudes and a creature that looks like a fucking crab dog monster. Sometimes severed head with spider legs.
You get to hang out with Wilford Brimley. That's enough.
You'll get diabetes like Dr. Dark.
Margaret diabetes. Three is Echo Base. Good luck getting your fucking speeders going because it's like Wyoming and it's like 100 million degrees below Fahrenheit. Four is the Krampus Cave. I don't know why he's in a cave. It's just, it's alliterative.
You were,
I don't know, necessarily that's a Freudian slip on your part. Krampuses hang out in caves.
Yeah, cramps hang out in caves.
Hang out in caves. It sounded good. That wasn't an intentional Southern. Five, the Candy Cane Forest, because why not?
Can you say candy cane again in your Southern accent so you sound like
candy cane?
Yeah,
you said candy cane.
Candy cane.
Jeez. And six is the Reindeer Barn, which is more than likely where Dr. Dark will be hanging out for reasons.
Someone let
Dr. Dark literally just got in his car, so I don't know what that means.
All right, Dr. Dark, you need to tell us where. We got to find out what room that you are in, then, sir. All right, so
where you at?
All right, so you've posted it, so everyone's picking now. Did you tell everyone to go pick?
It should be. I see comments. We've got comments.
All right, well, you better start writing
Myron
it down there.
Myron is in the cave hanging out with them Krampuses.
Dr. Dark says he's in the cram pussy.
The what? Dark's hanging out with cram pussy?
Yeah.
So he said.
Yeah, that's exactly what he said. In fact, he didn't even say that. So he just wrote the word Krampussy.
Krampussy. He had to make sure autocorrect didn't fix that one for him.
Krampussy.
Alicia's in the candy cane forest. Russell is in the reindeer barn. Probably because Dr. Dark's not hanging out in there. Jerry is in the forest. Monica's hanging out with the dudes at Outpost 31. Hope he brought some Jim Beam and a flamethrower.
I was about to say, God, where's he going with that? Please be careful with whatever you're about to say. You already said he's hanging out with a bunch of dudes. Hope you brought.
Well, her comment was bunch of dudes. ... Sounds good. So Outpost 31, it is.
Oh, excuse me, Mark. Excuse me. I thought you were assuming.
Verbal cats going to the Candy Cane Forest.
Candy Cane.
I don't. So is anyone at number three?
Jacob Kane is in the.
Surely Jacob Kane needs to be in the Candy Cane Forest. We practically named after him.
Yeah, he does. Is anyone at number?
Hanging out with 30-foot tall Santa.
Is anyone over there at number three? Is anyone hanging out in your Star Wars reference?
Nope. I'm seeing.
They're all like, fuck that. I got horror locations. Why the hell am I going to Echo Base? Did Disney tell you to do that? Is that to help pitch Rogue One? Trying to pitch Rogue One with that shit?
It's got snow, motherfucker.
Yeah, so did the Overlook Hotel, motherfucker. What the hell?
Oh, damn it.
No. Mark, can you live in that area, dude? What the fuck, man? Fucking
they
shit.
They canceled Stanley Film Festival like for this year and next year.
Yeah, I heard that's kind of
crappy. No more. They're having troubles over there, it sounds like.
You could have done Barrow, Alaska, right? 30 Days of Night. Come on.
Oh, 30 Days of Night. Good work.
Yeah, see? Those books were pretty good, too. Oh, man, I was telling Duncan about a book earlier, because I know we got some the people that read along. And,
preach
and,
it.
And likes reading some books. You guys, if you haven't checked it out, we talked about it 2 weeks ago when we were naming off books. We named off Krampus the Yule Lord by Brom, you know, the artist that did a lot of work for him. He does a lot of fantasy science fiction illustrations, Dungeons and Dragons, shit like that. We also writes books. So he wrote Krampus the Yule Lord, and this year, this past October, he wrote one called Lost Gods. And everyone, if you're into the reading scene, go check out Lost Gods. It's really, really fucking cool book. Mark, that should be one of your next ones on your Audible there, bud.
Books! I'm trying to get through Harry Potter!
Yeah, but you need to go get this one. You need to go get this one before you forget about it. It's got a good narrator.
Spelliamus!
It's R.C. Bray that narrated The Martian and Suffer the Children. Did anyone do Suffer the Children out there? I tell you guys about that one where the disease is killing off all the kids and like the parents are trying, like it's all these different stories intertwining and what these parents will do to keep their kids alive. Like all the kids in the world drop dead, and right after everyone's done mourning it all, they all come back to life. But there's like this twist to it. Oh, it's a really fucked up book. But yeah, I don't know. I just got off on the RC break kick.
Smoke, me and you are dead. Smoke, me and you are dead.
No, you're not dead.
Yeah, we're resetting things. We're resetting it. Because since you guys were the only two that died, we might as well reset, right? Come on. Reset.
Okay.
We're resetting. We're letting you come back to life.
Where are you at, Smoke or Duncan?
He's at Echo Base.
I'd stay away from Echo Base.
I will go to... where will I go? I will also go to Outpost 31. Because I want to be close to Wilford Brimley.
Oh, my God. All right, I'm going to go...
Where you at, Danny?
Oh, God. All right, let's see here.
Is Smoke the only one at Echo Base? That's ominous.
Yes.
Yeah. So there's people in the Krampussy, there are people in the Candy Cane Forest, Outpost 31. No one's in the Reindeer Barn?
Russell's there.
Okay, is anyone in Santa's Workshop?
Jacob's there.
Oh, I'm going to the workshop, man. If I'm going to be, you know, protected, it's going to be with someone like Jacob. I'm safe there. All right, I'm going that one. Number
all
one.
All right, I'm going to the Reindeer Barn.
Is everybody set for the first kill to go down?
I think so.
All right, it's all locked in. Everything's locked in.
Who's gonna die?
Locked in. Here we go. Oh my God, I'm dead. I'm the only one dead. It's Santa's Workshop, number one. I'm fucking
out. You and Jacob are dead.
Jacob's dead too. Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Yeah, we're dead. Sorry, Jacob. That's my fault. I should have not come to that room. That's fucked it up for you.
Dun 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 dun.
Danny, Myron says next book should be The Warded Man. In the UK, it's called The Painted Man, if Duncan is looking. Okay, all right, cool. I'm going to add that to my list. Thank you, Myron. I'm always looking for good books. If anyone else has got some,
tell me. I love some good ones. And love some good podcasts too. If you guys are out there listening to podcasts, I'm trying to get Duncan to start on We Are Alive so he can get to lockdown. I don't know if anyone else out there did. I know a lot of you did We Are Alive, but I don't know if everyone did lockdown. It was amazing. It's got Steven Weber. It was really cool. And I
haven't done lockdown yet.
They've got a new one coming out sometime next year. I think it's Gold Rush. I don't know. It's pretty cool. Lockdown was good. You guys are all keeping up with what is it? Wow, last year it was not The Signal. It was the Message. Did you guys do The Message?
Yeah, I did The Message. I thought it was fucking great.
It was amazing. Well, this new season is I stopped and I need to keep going. This new season started off really fucking
Life After, is it, or something?
Yeah, Afterlife or Life After, where it's like the guy's wife calling him. Like, or no, he kept checking those that message service. It was kind of like Twitter and Facebook, only audio. And then she starts like talking to him, and that's where I left off. I need to get back to that one. There's just so many to keep up with, but
yeah. Did you listen to Archive 81?
Archive 81. That's on the list. I haven't gotten to that yet.
Oh, Archive 81 is fucking amazing. You're gonna love it.
Yeah, that one's on the list. And what other one did I download? That and the Leviathan Chronicles. I don't know what that is. I just downloaded it. I was trying to grab up a bunch of these, so I don't know. I'll get to them eventually. I'll get to him eventually.
So, something that if we're shooting them out at the end here, the Bright Sessions, fucking love that. Absolutely addicted to that show. It's like a series of psychologist tapes, but imagine she was a psychologist to like mutants from the X-Men, and that's basically what it is. It's fucking amazing. Darkest Night, that's the one that Shudder puts out.
Oh, that's what Russell said. He said Darkest Night podcast is awesome.
It's actually been really good. I don't always like the actors that they use. Sometimes I find them a bit off-putting. But for the most part, the stories have been fucking above solid. So check that one out. Going in a direction away from horror just slightly, Crime Town, which Danny mentioned to me weeks ago, is one of the most addictively amazing podcasts ever. It deals with Buddy Cianti, who was the mayor of Providence, Rhode Island, and also had huge links to the mob. And they're talking about his life and times. It's really good. And for those that like a bit of true crime, obviously Last Podcast on the Left, which is like one of the
yeah.
But Stranglers is a new one as well. Earwolf have just put out Stranglers is a weekly podcast looking into other theories and possibilities behind the Boston Strangler. Case. So that's really fucking good as well. Checking it out.
That's a bunch. It's a nice list. It's a nice list to get going on.
Tons of stuff. Unfortunately, there are certain ones that may get culled next year from me. I'm going to legitimately give Black Tapes podcast 2 episodes, and if it doesn't dramatically move the story along, it's getting cut.
I hate to say it, but I'm right on there.
It's like really. Like, I was thinking about this of that season 2 that they put out there. 75% of what happened in that was just raising more questions without answering questions. And I know they're doing it for longevity, but they're doing a third show at the moment. They're starting to work on, and I'm like that. No, finish this fucking show off before you go off and do anything else. So be warned.
Yeah, that's what was the other? Smoke says Simply Scary is the new revamped Chilling Tales. I like Chilling Tales.
Yeah.
I think Pseudopod is still running. Pseudopod used to be one I listened to way, way back in the day of podcasting. They were one of the original ones of these that I was listening to. Pseudopod had some really, really great stories back in the day. Let's see, what's the other one? That's Mr. Creepy Pasta. That one's really good. That's got a really great version of what were you talking about? No Wind House, the next season of Candle Cove. I mean, not Candle Cove.
Oh, I can't wait for that. I heard a description from the makers of it on that Shockwaves podcast.
Oh, yes, I did that, yep.
They described it, and then they mentioned who's directing it, and I've seen the guy's movie. He's only ever done one movie, and his movie's fucking amazing, so... yeah, can't wait for that. But they've no idea when it's going to be released yet, so we might have to wait till October, which would be a pain in the nuts. It's finished. It's all done.
Oh, yeah, come on. Get that shit. Pseudopod is... Jacob Kane says Pseudopod is still running. Wow. Tales to Terrify. That was another one.
And I thought something like tragic happened to like the host of that show, the original host. But I could be completely wrong and thinking the wrong show. But I remember this guy had an awesome voice on Tales to Terrify. I think that's the one. It was this really cool story. I can't remember, something about a vampire and this chick and this cool house and with all these windows. And I don't know. I can't remember all the details. It was a long, long time ago. But Tales to Terrify was another good one. There's a lot of them out there. They're just hard to find because, you know, where iTunes can be very easy for certain things, when you really need to start digging deep like that, it's not the easiest thing to do, you know, especially with a lot more of these celebrities doing podcasts and, you know, these bigger podcasts out there. It makes it really hard to find some of this stuff. Luckily, a lot of it has, you know, hit its stride and got spotlighted, like stuff like Limetown. You know, I'm glad that didn't fall to the wayside. I mean, and if they never go forward with the TV show or the book or whatever they're going to do next, as long as we still have that first season, some of the, and Duncan has said this 100 times on here, but the voice acting on that one is some of the best voice acting I think I've ever heard. I mean,
I think it is the best podcast for voice acting I've ever heard in my entire life. There was one story we've talked about before, the one episode with the guy who communicated telepathically with a pig.
Oh,
as an experiment.
God,
that is like, what I don't often get emotionally like caught up in anything, and I could feel like a lump in my throat, like kind of like I started feeling myself getting, like, as the story took a sad inevitable turn, I felt myself getting quite emotionally caught up in it, and that never happens to me. Limetown is legitimately the best audio drama podcast that's ever been. Part of me's like you, Danny, if there's no second season, then we still have that first season, and that first season's fucking amazing.
Oh my God.
I'll give you an update on a rant if you want.
Yes.
Right, so some people will remember that months and months ago, I went on this huge rant about Sword and Scale.
Sword and Scale, that's right, yes.
Yeah. Sword and Scale did this Patreon thing where basically held people hostage by saying, oh, I don't know if there'll be a season 3 because, you know, it's a huge financial drain and the amount of hours and all the rest. And I said that he was a bit of a dick. and I disputed that he spent, what was it, like 48 hours and like reset, like recording an episode, because the episodes are not that long, and most of it is already recorded clips that he's pasting and all the rest. And I went on this huge rant, and basically he has done very, very well out this Patreon, like very, 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 very well, and he ratcheted up the numbers like over the last couple of months, and he's now on a holiday. He's now taking a break. He's going to take a break from podcasting. No idea when he's returning or anything. He's just taking some personal time off. So he basically got people out there to give him, I think he from his Patreon, I think he's getting in excess of $10,000 a month.
What?
From Patreon subscribers. And the guy has just decided he's going to take a break from podcasting. And everyone out there is still paying that to him. This is what I'm talking about. This is why I don't like Patreon. Because there are people that are genuinely struggling, artists or musicians, who are desperately trying to get stuff out there that would slit the throat, you know, of their neighbour to get a bit of a bit of recognition or a bit of attention or something, you know, to get someone to help them out to put their art on somewhere. And then you have someone like the dude on Sword and Scale who was already getting millions of downloads before his Patreon account, who's basically monetized that and decided that he needs a bit of a break. He's going to just take a little break from podcasting, and he'll come back when he's feeling recharged and refreshed. Mm-mm-mm-mm. That's not how it works. You're now getting paid for that. So this is essentially your job, right? And my job, I don't think I can go in tomorrow and say, I'm just going to not work for the next month or two because I had to recharge my batteries. But I'll come back after that, continue paying me. That's not how life works. Fuck you, Sword and Scale. Fuck you.
Dude, that guy's a total fucking
douche. Yeah, right. Yeah, Jerry Armstrong says he'll be back in late January, so he's taking 2 months off.
Dude.
He's taking 2 months off, and people are still giving him money.
If he doesn't do anything for long enough, they'll, you know, turn off that fucking dollar a month or whatever that they give him to fucking not work.
He should have that switched off. He's not producing any podcasts. He's taking 2 months off. You're paying him to do nothing. You know what I mean? You are physically paying him to do nothing. You're paying for the next 2 months for him not to produce the thing that you're paying him to produce.
What a motherfucker.
It'd be like going to a restaurant and paying for your meal and someone just bringing out an empty plate and putting it down in front of you. And then you still have to pay the bill and tip the waiter at the end. Fuck that guy. I'm not any like, I understand taking a week off or taking 2 weeks off. Taking 2 months off is ridiculous. He only puts it two fucking shows a month as well. I do not agree with it. And the thing that annoys me is I like his show. Yeah, Russell C. agrees with me. He doesn't like the man, but he loves the podcast. I think the podcast is a great podcast. He's very good at what he does. I do not agree with taking money off people for 2 months when you're not doing anything. Shut your Patreon thing off for 2 months. But no, he's still telling people at the end of that episode to contribute to the Patreon. Make sure you contribute to my Patreon. Oh, by the way, I'm not doing anything for 2 months. Peace. Oh, what a dick.
That's almost like something Rob Zombie would do.
Oh, don't get me started. Mark, you're like fucking red rag to a bull here.
Feeding fuel to the fire right at the very end.
Yeah. But there we go. I said to Danny I didn't want to rant, but then it's happened. Myron Smith says, and he's 100% right on this, he's decided that Jacob with his beard resembles Kurt Weinstein. He totally does. Jacob, you confront Crowbar tomorrow. There's a great story about Crowbar, which will make no sense to anyone except me, but I think it's absolutely fucking hilarious. There is a Crowbar track, and I forget the name of it, and it's like from years and years ago. And you know that way how sometimes you mishear lyrics? I love songs that I mishear lyrics to, and I change them up. So, some notable ones that I have in my head from the new metal era. So this is where I get a bit of slack, but I don't fucking care because new metal's funny. There's a Deftones song on White Pony where he says, "I climb your arms," and it actually sounds like "I climb your arse," which over in the UK means your bum, which is very, very funny. "Lace me up, lace me up. We're still trying to, we're still looking for the angels in the snow," which was a 36 Crazy Fist song. It sounds like lesbians, lesbians, which is pretty funny. Oh my God, there's a Slipknot song where he says, "I'm ethereal, my children are leech imperial." It's on the Iowa album, and it doesn't sound like that. It sounds like, "I'm ethereal, my children will eat their cereal." Which I think is amazing. But I don't know what the lyric is, right? But I swear to God, I would put money that the lyric in this Crowbar song is, "You can be like Bernstein, snap a plane, the darkest cock."
What?
It sounds like, but when I was thinking about it, I was thinking, like, Crowbar's music is so sludgy and so heavy that the greatest lyric that could ever be put in a Crowbar song would be "snap a plane," because I just imagine a guy snapping a plane with his hands, taking an airplane and snapping it in half. He's like, "You can be like Bernstein, snap a plane." And then he goes, "The darkest cock." I need to know what the name of the song is. Someone find out.
Someone find that out. Someone get that. Someone round it up. Round it up.
Oh, and Russell C is winding me up here. He says, "Russell C has noted that the guy from Sword and Scale said that if he had a Patreon account, he wouldn't have to do ads. And guess what? He still has fucking ads."
Oh, what a dick. This guy's
bombus fucking socks, man. Where's Dark, seriously?
Everyone, I know. Where is he? He's not going to be
here. Seriously.
He's not going to be here. Seriously. All right. All right, guys. So we'll be back next week. Thank you for joining us. As always, if you're listening to this on the replay, come out and try to join us, especially for the Muppet Christmas Carol. If you can't make it any other time, you need to make it.
And
for
you've
that.
Got to drink where possible. Drink. I know some people drink. Listen at their work. Just sneak a small hip flask in with you and just do a shot. Do a shot when we say something like, do a shot every time me and Danny say we're Marley and Marley.
Ooh. Yes, that's what we've got to do.
Or every time I do a really, 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 really bad Michael Caine impression, although you may need your stomach pumped after that. Just saying.
That'd be fucking great.
Oh, right. That's going to be awesome. We're going to have fun with that. So I've got to get the suggestion to Duncan for Duncan Defense. And we'll
yeah, this is a secret suggestion. It's not been posted in the page. No. And Alicia's been very aloof.
With
our not answering.
So yeah. And then Mark, you're going to kill off some more people?
Yes.
All right, maybe Dr. Dark
will be back. People must die.
Maybe Undead will be back. We'll see. Like I said, if you're listening on the replay, check us out, tmhsradio.com. And on the TuneIn app, it's TMHS Radio, all one word. And that is 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time every Wednesday night. And we'll be back with some more holiday cheer next Wednesday. Thanks for joining us.
Can I make one last request before you go?
Absolutely.
Go and play Smoke Sounder to play us out.
Oh yeah, fuck yeah, because I was trying to find something to play us out, and all I could find was Smoke's DMX, and it's not really him; it's just instrumental. And I'm like, shit, that's not gonna work. I need something. All right, so we're gonna play out Smoke, and we'll be back next week. Peace, motherfuckers.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Like, yeah. Let's screw. Let's. I wanna. Fuck. She'd be like, oh, me so horny. Me love you long time.
To that, I say, all right, all right, all right.